So welcome back to our deep dive into the Girl Scouts of the USA's financial landscape.
Still processing all the information from that debate.
Lots to unpack there.
So much passion and clearly so much at stake.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's zoom in on the numbers themselves. What dues increases were ultimately approved?
Okay. So after like a lot of back and forth, the delegates landed on a GRL membership dues increase to $65.
Okay.
Phased in over 2 years. And a flat $30 for adult members.
Okay, break that down for me. So phased increase, what does that look like year by year?
So in 2026, the first year of the increase, GRL dues will be $45.
Okay.
Then in 2027, they'll jump to the full $65.
Okay, so a gentler step up at first, try and soften the blow.
Right.
But even with this phased approach, doesn't the revenue sharing model between GSUSA and the councils only kick in during that second year?
You're exactly right. And this is a crucial detail that many delegates brought up.
Mm-hmm.
It puts a significant financial strain on those local councils.
Yeah.
Especially in that first year.
It's almost like they're being asked to shoulder the burden of this change without immediate financial support from the national organization.
And you know, this revenue sharing structure and when it takes effect just adds another layer to those concerns about GSUSA's financial transparency.
Right, right. Let's talk about that revenue sharing.
Okay.
Once that $65 threshold is reached, what percentage actually goes back to the councils?
With GRL dues at $65, councils will receive 25% back from the national organization.
25%?
25%.
That doesn't seem like much, considering everything they're responsible for, including providing financial aid to girls who can't afford the dues.
And several delegates argued for a larger percentage, emphasizing the financial burden that councils already face.
Especially when we consider those concerns about higher dues disproportionately impacting girls from low-income families.
And, you know, that lack of data, that lack of transparency, is what makes this revenue-sharing model even more problematic. Councils are essentially left to manage financial aid needs with limited support.
And if membership declines because of the higher dues, as some fear it might, councils will be dealing with even less revenue, further impacting their ability to provide financial aid.
Exactly. Creates kind of this potentially unsustainable cycle. And it makes you wonder if this dues increase is simply a temporary fix for a larger systemic issue within GSUSA.
Especially considering those delegate concerns about potential overspending and mismanagement at the national level.
Right. Remember that delegate who pointed out the irony of GSUSA pushing for a dues increase while seemingly struggling to manage their technology spending?
I do.
It raises questions about their priorities and whether they're truly committed to being fiscally responsible.
It does make you wonder if there's like a disconnect between the national organization's priorities and the needs of like the girls and the volunteers on the ground.
And it gets to the heart of what many delegates were expressing, right? The sense that GSUSA might be prioritizing its own bureaucratic needs over the core mission of empowering girls.
Like they're focused on maintaining a certain level of organizational structure, even if it comes at the expense of the girls they're supposed to be serving.
And that brings us back to the question of, is this dues increase truly about supporting the future of Girl Scouts, or is it about protecting the interests of the national organization?
These are tough questions, and it makes this whole debate feel much more significant than just, you know, a discussion about membership dues. So we've unpacked the GRL membership dues. What about the adult dues increase? What was the rationale behind that decision?
So the approved increase for adult members was a flat $30.
Okay.
Effective in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, dues were set at $25.
Okay.
Hadn't been raised in 8 years.
So a $5 increase, which is
20% jump.
Not insignificant.
Yeah.
But it seemed to have generated less debate than the GRL dues increase.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think that is?
I think a few things were at play. Firstly, the dollar amount itself was lower, right? So perhaps it felt less impactful to individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to consider the context. Remember, GSUSA argued that a portion of these dues would go towards investing in training, program materials, technology for adult volunteers.
Which, yeah, makes sense.
Mm.
If you want to attract and retain dedicated volunteers, you need to provide them with the resources they need.
Absolutely. And I think many delegates recognize that need, even if they had reservations about other aspects of the dues increase.
It's also possible that the passionate focus on ensuring financial aid for GRL members kind of overshadowed the adult dues discussion a little bit.
Yeah. It seems like the delegates were laser focused on protecting the girls' access to Girl Scouting, even if it meant accepting a heavier burden on the adult.
Which speaks to the heart of what Girl Scouts is all about, right?
Empowering girls, creating opportunities for them to thrive.
But it also highlights the complex dynamics within an organization like this.
Mm.
You know, balancing the needs of various stakeholders, girls, volunteers, local councils.
And the decisions made at the national level have a ripple effect throughout the entire Girl Scout ecosystem. It's important to remember, you know, this decision, it was made at the national level.
Mm.
But the impact, it landed squarely on the shoulders of the local councils.
Right.
The volunteers, and of course, the girls themselves.
So, like, classic top-down decision, but with consequences felt at the, like, grassroots level. What happened once the decision was made?
The fallout from this decision is just as fascinating as the debate itself, and it reveals a lot about the potential consequences of decisions made at the top, particularly when there are concerns about transparency and a potential disconnect between the national organization and the people it serves. You know, it breeds resentment.
Mm.
Creates this feeling that the national organization is kind of detached from the realities on the ground.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener. I started this thinking, you know, Girl Scout dues, how dry.
Yeah, right.
But it's so much more than a simple financial issue.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about an organization's values,
uh-huh.
like the power dynamics between the national and local levels,
yeah.
the very real impact these decisions have on individuals. And it's up to us, the members, the volunteers, the supporters, to stay informed, to ask tough questions, and to hold those organizations accountable.
We can't just assume they're always doing the right thing.
Right.
We have a responsibility to be active participants, not just passive bystanders, in shaping these organizations' futures, ensuring that they stay true to their missions and, you know, serve the people they were created to help.
On that hopeful note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into this fascinating, albeit kind of troubling, situation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us on this journey. We encourage you to keep exploring these issues, to keep asking those tough questions, and to make your voice heard. Because when we engage, when we demand transparency and accountability, that's when we have the power to make a real difference.
Thanks for listening.